The Mall of Babylon, Caravansary. From Waysides, Along the Journey for Caravansary. This is Free Verse Poetry. Mall of Babylon, Caravansary. Scalding rays from the mid-morning sun forced me to squint at the windswept landscape. Like a turbulent sea, dusty whistling clouds of stinging sand obscured a caravan of camels burdened with high mounds of sacks and chests. Others carried cloaked riders. When the sudden storm had dissipated, the caravan, with its snorting, grunting camels, tinkling bells, and Arabic cursing, was gone, replaced by a caravansary that enclosed a verdant oasis. Habub's gusts had suddenly vanished, leaving the gentle, frolicking zephyr breezes that often characterize the long, sweet days of spring here, less than a day's ride from the coast, but half the world away from my home to where I would soon return. Outside, except for the stark, coppery foothills to the north, was golden-brown sand as far as the eye could see. Ambling back inside into the maze of interconnected cobblestone courtyards of the walled city, the beauty of the oasis took my breath away. Curtains of roses and lotus and lily-scattered pools filled the oasis with splashes of flamboyant hues and exotic scents. Birds chirped and chattered among the circling palms. Pathways of gravel and semi-precious stones meandered around lushly stocked oriental gardens. Tantalizing scents from the fire pits, hung with skewered spiced goat and sweet peppers from Khalid's booth in the bazaar, and the sudden rumbling in my stomach reminded me that it was midday and that I had missed breakfast as well. Yesterday's lunch of flamed fish kebabs, strung with alternating maraz chilies and limes, had not set well. But later, I had purchased a bowl of stew, heaped with succulent flakes of black sea bass, leeks, yellow sweet peppers, eggplants, and rice at Abdullah's booth, a few stalls away, which was tolerable to my palate. Looking upwards momentarily at the blazing noonday sun, I whirled in place and stalked off towards the food court section of the Triannual Antiquities Bazaar. A moderately short walk away, clutching my money bag to reassure myself that I had brought along enough coin to pay for my meal. I slowed my pace at the blast of the nooning horn, which meant that Khalid and the other vendors would be dropping to their knees onto their prayer mats. Now I would have to wait until they had finished their Salatu Zizur. Hopefully, I would be first in line before the mad dash of hungry natives filled into the courtyard. Hidden beneath their drab turbaned robes, they would soon rush from every sand-etched crevice and corner or wind-puffed wool and hide tent. Tomorrow I will book camel passage to the coast and board my ship. Then the caravansary of reliquaries and exotic rarities along Mall of Babylon Road will be just another chapter in the journal of my adventures. Wayne Thomas O'Connor. Written November 28th. 2011. Note, to the best of my knowledge, the Mall of Babylon is merely an imaginary place located only in my mind. Like many of my poems, it is written in the first-person fictional style that I enjoy. I have never traveled to the Mediterranean. If you are interested in reading more of my poetry, it will be on my blog, wayneoconnor.com, or you can purchase the books either in a standard book format or digital format at Amazon.com, or if you special order them from other fine bookstores.